Good afternoon and welcome back to English Only with the Doctor on Graph Hit 94.9 FM, where we dive into Canadian culture through music, poetry, art, and cinema. This is the Doctor speaking, and this week I prescribe a little bit of gratitude and reflection on why we are all in existence. What? Existence, you ask? To which I respond, yes. How we all came to be by way of a womb, a canal, and the affections of the individuals who birthed us all, our mothers. Unlike in France, where Mother's Day is celebrated on May 29th this year, this coming Sunday, May 8th, marks Canada's Mother's Day. As France celebrates the Victoire de 1945, the mothers in Canada are being made breakfast in bed, getting flowers, and gift certificates to spa days. So on the discovery of what is Canadian culture, especially concerning our national or ritualistic holidays, I ask, what does your mother represent to you? Is this a cultural reality, or is it a product of individual rearing? Jane Arden, a talented musician who writes and sings moving ballads, discusses the complexities of parent-child relationships. Discovered in 1985, she wrote this next song, Good Mother, 10 years later, after learning that both her parents were diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. This woman exudes courage. On days where courage is not easily found, from her 1996 album, Living Under June, this is Good Mother.
I've never wanted anything.
Jan Arden, like I said, is the definition of courage because her past is tumultuous. From murderous family members to abuse, she thrived and survived as many of us do. In a family unit, however, owning survival is not always an easy task. It comes with reflection, trust, and hope. But as I watch my son struggle with transition, not all things, no matter what tools you have in your box, find resolution. Sometimes they find walls, rebellion, and frustration. This next song is a song I love, and I have sung it in front of several audiences. One in particular was at Gracie's Art Boutique in St. Albert, Alberta, where my mom convinced a live band to let me have the mic and the guitar to sing her this song. This is Cat Clyde from her 2015 debut album, Ivory Castanets. She sings to the tune of Adolescent Disdain against the voice and choice of a loving parent. Living with the choices of a parent might be a pain when you're raised like me, to have a strong voice and opinion and to act like an intelligent human being. As I raise my son in a similar fashion, I'm reminded that the mother's curse is real and that I was blessed with a very similar independent spirit, who at the young age of 10 is determined and has mastered how to argue his way through anything. But, like my mother, my rule is simple. When they fall, a mother is there to pick you up and say, "It's all right." I introduce British Columbia's amazing harmonic 5-member indie rock band, Mother Mother. From their 2018 album, Dance and Cry, this is the song, "All Right."
Things I said, 1 billion foolish things. I'm not okay. I got a baseball bat beside my bed to fight off what's inside my head, to fight off what's behind my meds. I'm lonely, lost in pain.
It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay. You're not a monster, just a human, and you made a few mistakes. It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay. You're not gruesome, just human, and you made a few mistakes. It's all right.
Right through the window, my life ignored the signals. I am high and drunk on ego, can't see straight, so I just feel my way around. And I am touching, I am grabbing everything I can't be having. I am broken down in shame.
It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay. You're not a demon, there's a reason you behave.
Memories I have of my mother, who helped me and loved me through it all, are many, but some memories are more salient than others. They are her jigging in the kitchen, her playing the spoons, her La La Sister competitions, and basically a deep love for all that is music. She connects to it. It's her medicine and an opportunity for her to share life and culture with others. From a very young age, my mom, with her raspy voice, would sing me French-Canadian songs from the 70s and 80s. And one song in particular used to make me laugh. I introduce on Graph Hit 94.9 FM, listening to English Only with a Doctor. This is Robert Charlebois from the 1976 album Longue Distance and his very 70s, The Frog Song.
Dans le bus, ton seul petit tour pour aller travailler. frog, it's me, and I'll turn into a prince suddenly. Donne-moi des peanuts, je m'en vais te chanter alouette sans fausse note. Ton boss est dur, l'hiver il va te promener. Sa Côte d'Azur, quand oh, il fait chômer, il reste du temps, il fait trop travailler. Toi tu te plains pas. You're a frog, I'm a frog, kiss me, and I'll turn into a prince suddenly. Donne-moi des peanuts, je m'en vais te chanter alouette sans fausse note. Ta femme fait dur, toi en stress de nono. Ton petit dernier a la gaieté au nez. T'es peut-être pas beau, mais je te trouve bien élevé. Pis tu chioles pas. You're a frog, I'm a frog, kiss me, and I'll turn into a prince suddenly. Donne-moi des peanuts, je m'en vais te chanter alouette sans fausse note.
Keeping on the same wavelength of whimsy, I introduce another song with a similar tone of giddy joy, and because I really think my mom would like it. From her 2020 album Chicka Boom, this is Canadian-born Tammy Nielsen and her song Hey, Bus Driver. The first laugh a baby hears is that of its mother, and my mother's laugh is wicked, like Wicked Witch of the West Wicked. She cackles. And her raised voice that carries used to scare the pants off my friends. The repeated phrase, "What would your mother say to any act of mischief?" was simply answered by, and I quote, "Don't do anything shady until you're old enough to suffer the consequences on your own." New Brunswick's Matt Anderson might teach us a thing or two about that. He is a celebrated and recognized blues sensation, winning multiple awards since 2010 with his wow, wow, wow powerful voice that could stop a truck. I love his voice. This is his song, What Would Your Mama Say, from his 2019 album, Halfway Home by Morning. We'll be right back.
temperature shows crazy. Aware of heat rolling through. You should know better than to think it. To think he's no better than you. If you see a line in the sand, find yourself another place to stand. Keep it cool.
Keep it cool.
There's a reason to the rule.
Keep it cool.
Take a deeper look at what you don't understand. Find another piece of the truth.
What would your mama say?
Another thing that this doctor knows about moms is that only they are able to expose you to your first linguistic versions of reality. Upon birth, the baby is already used to the sound of his mother's voice, and the coos and caws are a response to what is called motherese, the mommy talk, the little songs, the cute little nicknames, and the oogly googlies of first communication. My mother's nickname for me was not cute in the French context, not as cute as it was in French Canadian context. And as a result, I no longer share my Hotmail account with Europeans. But c'est la vie, n'est-ce pas? Il faut faire avec. On that note, I introduce the sultry voice of Jill Barber with her song Petite Fleur from her 2013 album Chanson.
Si les fleurs qui bordent les chemins se fanaient toutes demain, je garderai au cœur celle qui s'allumait dans tes yeux lorsque je t'aimais tant au pays merveilleux de nos 16 printemps. Petite fleur d'amour, tu fleuriras toujours pour moi. Quand la vie par moments me trahit, tu restes mon bonheur, petite fleur. Sur mes vingt doigts, je m'arrête un moment pour respirer ce parfum que j'ai tant aimé. Dans mon cœur, tout fleurira toujours au grand jardin d'amour.
Tuned in to Graf Hit 94.9 FM's English Only with the Doctor, and this week's dedication is in celebration of mothers to commemorate Canada's Mother's Day, which is this Sunday, May 8th. As a daughter, I remember the time where I thought my mom was just the cat's meow. And I also remember the opposing moment that this beautiful, purple-haired, fashionable spitfire became my most dreaded embarrassment for no other reason than dumb adolescence. We all go through it, and for the most part, we're all wrong. I would be so lucky to be as cool as my mom. She lights up a room, and when she leaves, you feel the loss. And as an adolescent trying to find my footing in the world, my mom was a hard act to follow. As we ride this wave of reflection, I reintroduce the great and grand Matt Anderson's cover of Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. So, Mama, this one's for you.
There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone so long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. She's gone to stay. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. My house is staying home anytime she goes away. And I know.
Wow, what a voice. You can't help but respect moms because, man, the very fact that they carried a living being inside of them for an extended period of time and produced a healthy human is astounding. They're resilient and supportive, at least the moms that I know and love. Keeping that in mind, I introduce two globally known artists who sing about the love and devotion of their own mothers. Celine Dion, from her 1993 album, The Color of My Love, the song Because You Loved Me, and Justin Bieber in his song Turn to You, released 2 days before Mother's Day in 2012 as a dedication to his mom.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I was weak.
You work two jobs to keep a roof up over our head. You chose a life for me. No, you never gave up. I admire you for the strength you've instilled in me. You were so young. You were just my age when you had me, Mom. You were so brave. There was nothing gonna stop or get in our way. And I know you will always be there for me. So when you're lost and you're tired, when you're broken in two, let my love take you higher. 'Cause I still turn to you. I still turn to you. It was 94, the year that everything started to change from before. You had to be a woman, you were forced to change your ways. To change your ways. Then you found the Lord. You gave your life to Him and you could not ignore the love He had for you, and I wanted more.
Gosh, Justin Bieber is not on my list of to-go-to Canadian artists. He's talented, yes. Famous, yes. But I was never really hooked onto the Bieber mania train. But I really like that song and what it says about his story. I love my mommy too, Justin. And I appreciate the sacrifices she has made to bring me into this world as a balanced human being. And anyone who has had a child where love and intention were involved, would understand the following ballad by Mes Aïeux. Speaking about the depth of love when you transition from lovers to parents, from their 2004 album, En Famille.
Sur mon dos pour un instant. instant je l'oublie. Et même si le vin bleu et blanc étourdit ma girouette, ici, maintenant, je n'ai que toi dans la tête. Sans église, sans discours, sans alliance et sans cérémonie, sans contrat, sans détour, tout mon corps te dit oui. Sans église, sans discours, sans alliance et sans cérémonie, sans contrat, sans détour, toute mon âme te le dit. J'irai la déposer. Le lys a fleuri au jardin de mes amours. L'oiseau dans son nid s'envolera un jour. Sans église, sans discours, sans alliance et sans cérémonie, sans contrat, sans détour, toute ma vie. Sans église, sans discours, sans alliance et sans cérémonie, sans contrat, sans détour, tout ce que je suis te le dit.
I have listened and sung that song loud and proud at least 1,000 times, and each time I've shed a tear. each time because it speaks to the choices I made when I decided that motherhood was on my path. It speaks to the choices many parents make. Motherhood or parenthood would not exist for any of us without life itself, Mother Nature. The Inuit and First Nations people of Canada view Mother Nature as the source of existence, and thus it is their role to protect and preserve. That perspective is interesting because I think that at some point, all children, at one time or another, think it's their job to protect their parents and find themselves at a physical or emotional loss because protection perhaps mistakenly lies in the hands exclusively of the parents. Perhaps. And as I close off today's Graph Hit 94.9 FM's episode of English Only with a Doctor, I urge you to reflect for a little bit on what our children are doing to protect us. And are we wise enough to let them or to stop them from doing it? I thank you for your ear as I have reflected on the greatness of motherhood and the Canadian celebratory dates. Take care, be kind, be generous. Because life is a gift. Until next week, the doctor has left the house, and I leave you to discover two powerful female First Nation artists singing about Mother Nature herself. The first song in her heritage tongue, released in April 2021, Mote Kanko, meaning Les Sentiers de nos Ancêtres, by Laura Nikwai, and We Are Circling by Buffy St. Marie, both inspirational songs about unity and family.
Que bisken. Nene skizin. Ke gönün ka bisken. Nereye bat? Ne yapacak? Kitçik ke na goza da. Ajzan den hega menine.
We are circling, circling together.